Welcome back to Maverick Stadium, everyone. A lot of people trying to file out of here, but there's a long wait to get out of the parking area. So it's a steady line of cars. It's going to be a while.
And we're
Coach King
in
is walking in. We're some of the last ones. Coach King's coming in and join us. We're going to get him his headset on, and we're going to talk to him because we're not in any hurry. We can't go anywhere anyway.
Cool. I'm sorry. There.
Got a little equipment issue.
I didn't break this one.
No. Okay. He's now joined us. Coach, there's a lot of things we can talk about, but just give us your thoughts on another win in the Great Rivalry Series with Longview Marshall, another win in the Great American Rivalry Series that you've become a regular in. So give us your thoughts on tonight's game.
Well, I thought we came to play early on, you know, and kind of set the tempo in the first quarter. I don't remember. I think it's 21-0. We jumped out on. We got some stops and turnover, and, you know, we were able to go punch them in and score. And, you know, probably the biggest blemish, I guess, from the night's two turnovers we had in the red zone with a chance to really drive the nail in the coffin. But real proud of our defensive effort. You know, we played a little different structure tonight because of their athleticism. We felt like we need to try to contain J.J., not let him get out of the pocket, which he did some, you know, and give our DBs a little bit of help with those receivers. You know, they've got a really talented receiving corps. I thought our defensive coaches had a great plan. Kids executed it pretty well, you know, and what a great stand down here they had in the end of the third quarter. I didn't think that drive was ever going to end. We kept giving them chance after chance, you know, but defense just held on and got it done.
Well, it was a great game, and you know, it took a little while to get started, you know, with our backs, but once they got started, they were really rolling. Didn't take long for Haynes to get rolling. He had an outstanding night, most valuable player in the game, but a total team effort. I'm sure everybody, if not most everybody, I think got in and got some valuable experience playing tonight. And
we tried to empty the bench. I think we got everybody in. If we didn't,
I'm pretty sure you had to. We kept looking over there.
Maybe our backup kicker. I don't think Spencer played, which is he should have kicked an extra point. But you know, the biggest reason the backs didn't get going early on is the line wasn't going early on. We were turning people loose, and there wasn't many places to run. And there was some things we cleaned up a little bit, and you know, Keelan got going a little bit more in the second half. Of course, Jesse, he had some big runs for us, you know, out of the tailback spot as well, too, you know. But we missed on some throws, and you know, he was a little bit off, and we had a miscommunication on route combination, and receiver wasn't where he was supposed to be. And it looked like, you know, we didn't know what we was doing, which, I mean, evidently we didn't, or we'd been in the right spot.
But, yeah.
You know, our offensive line got a little bit better as the game went on, and we warmed down a little bit and you know, started moving off the line of scrimmage and running the ball effectively. So that's what we like to do. If we can do that, and then we can still, you know, throw the ball a little bit, which I thought we threw it well at times, and, you know, and that's going to be advantageous to us, you know, because we can do things with a loaded box, and we did a little bit tonight.
It looked like Marshall had came into the game with they were going to sell out to try to stop the run inside, and it looked like you had made up your mind you were going to run the ball, and you had a lot of success. It took a little bit to get everything cleaned up. Then you had a lot of success running the ball. And one of the things we talked about at halftime is you've got this combination. You've got Jesse at fullback and Keelan or Meredith or whoever at tailback. But then you flip-flop. You put Jesse at tailback, and you bring in Kevin Jones at fullback, and you got – two big ones right there in the inside. You can go in. Kevin Jones can block. Jesse's a load to try to bring down. I mean, you get completely change up the approach where you're just running power game, and it's a lethal combination.
Well, you know, when it's red zone goal line stuff or fourth and one like we did with Jesse, I mean, he's 235 pounds. I mean, even if we don't block everybody, he may make one, you know, run over him or something, make him hurt a little bit. But, no, he ran the ball good from the tailback spot. Jesse can do those things. He can catch it out of the backfield. He blocked Will at fullback tonight. Caught a screen pass for a big touchdown for us, you know. So he does a lot for us in that fullback spot. But, we've got to be able to give him a running head start, too, at times. And with a lead blocker in front of him and let him deal with that. But it kind of hurts my feelings you called me hard-headed that I was going to go ahead and run it with a loaded box. But, yeah, I sure did. I got hard-headed. But I was going to prove a point to them linemen that we were going to block people. And, you know, we've got a plan to take care of a loaded box. But at that time, I probably was hard-headed. But we didn't run it good enough last week when we needed to run it. And, by God, we were going to practice it tonight, I guess, and find a way to do it.
And it worked. Yeah, Johnny brought up a point. You mentioned the screen pass to Jesse. You ran that again, and Johnny brought this point up. He said they run that all the time, and it's always open. It always works. And I don't know.
To kiss the death.
Oh yeah, he's a KOD. Yeah,
you didn't call for a punt tonight, did you?
His new nickname is KOD. Yeah, because every time he says something, you know, something bad things happen. Yeah, we did. We talked about that at the JV game last.
Well, we get full flow away, and you know, and clear it out. Which they were playing was man coverage, and they had one guy on the backside covering the tight end. So I mean. And that was a play that's good for that, and we felt like we could hit them with the backside screen, and lucky for us, it worked out for us, you know. But we, nice play when we need it. We, we missed a couple opportunities, really drive the nail in the coffin, and put this thing away, and we needed that play to do it.
Coach, you know, you're good friends with the coach, and y'all go back a long way. You know, he really has some outstanding players. They're small. A lot of the guys are small. I don't know when I've seen a small offense and especially defense, but I tell you, they're quick. They get to the ball, and when they get there, they deliver a blow. So you can look for good things for them. You know, for the rest of the year.
Well, I think so.
I think they'll improve week to week.
I do. I told them before the game, I think they're going to surprise some people in 5A Division 2. You know, and they've got some limitations. They've got some people beat up, too. I was talking with them after the game, and they are. But, you know, and he said, we needed this. We needed to be exploited in some areas that y'all did. And they'll learn from it and move on just like they always do. But Claude's an excellent coach. And, you know, I'm always been very – impressed with the job he's done wherever he's been, but you know they'll be fine. That quarterback, and you know, they got the big tall range of receivers, and they're going to be dangerous. Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, that's why we had to change our scheme. If we'd have got in a four down and tried to play it with five DBs, gosh almighty, we'd have lost contain, and they'd been running open, which they missed a couple tonight with guys running open. You know, so we changed our structure a little bit because we felt like we could hold up with a five man box. With our structure defensively, and like I say, get another speed guy on the field, which, and, you know, maybe they weren't ready for that look, you know, but with all the empty packages and stuff that they do and getting the ball on the perimeter, we had to do a little something different. And I thought our kids handled the scheme pretty well. Some guys got their first action tonight, and I'm talking about they started, you know, and they weren't too googly-eyed. So we'll learn from it, move on. I was impressed with some of those young kids, too. Cabo, Jackson Jamerson, and the Hale kid at linebacker. Those kids ran around pretty good. Two sophomores getting their first action in there, and they didn't look intimidated. You know, they good football players, good foot speed. But our defensive line did a good job of creating pressure and flushing him. Our outside linebackers were there to, when he flushed, to be able to contain him most of the time and, you know, force him in and getting rid of the ball. And I thought our corners did pretty well. We gave a couple of big balls. We had a bust in one coverage, but they contested some deep balls against.
They did.
You know, that number three is a good player. Savion Williams is really good. And Bender and Washington kid, they've got some weapons. And I'm just glad a couple of them are graduating. I don't defend those guys anymore.
Yeah, that quarterback's back next year.
Yeah, JJ's a good player. There's a reason why he's got, you know, offers to Ole Miss and Nebraska. He's a good player, and
he, sure is.
He can do some things for him. So, you know, I don't think the score indicates how good a football team may have, but I think we just played well. We made the most of every opportunity, and when things just kind of snowballed on them, and, you know, our kids fed off of it.
Uh-oh, now the rain's here.
No, we ain't leaving. Now I'm walking in this stuff.
That's right.
Nobody's going anywhere for a while, I can tell you that for sure.
Well, I want to bring up your kicker. J.K. Martin has come in.
What a great.
Every kickoff, the last two kickoffs last week against Lufkin, and every kickoff tonight was into the end zone. He's proven he's got the strong leg, too, to go with the accuracy.
You know, J.K. has got a strong leg. I've watched that boy grow up playing soccer and pound a soccer ball since he was about 5 years old, and he's always had one of the stronger legs. But, you know, he was had a little nagging injury, and you know, but he's starting to get over it. He connected on another field goal. As you mentioned, he had great kickoffs. I mean, when he gets a hold of a punt, he can turn it over. He's a talented kid and a big old strong kid too. What a lot of people don't know is he was second on our Ironman in the spring. I mean, he's our kicker and third string quarterback and punter, and he'd probably play fullback if we ask him to. But he's definitely a talented kicker for us and gives us another weapon. And I just hope he keeps kicking well and improving. And I don't think any moment's too big for him. Not a whole lot bothers him, you know. And he just kind of always had that personality, but. Very, very good kicker and excellent athlete.
Well, we move on now, Coach, and get back to Lobo Stadium. hopefully sometime tonight.
If this monsoon
lets up. But John Tyler comes in, you know, always a very talented team, strong opponent. So, you know, we'll have our – We have our hands full week to week.
Yeah,
you cannot overlook somebody and say, well, you know, this, that, you know, whatever. You take them one at a time. That's what you, your team, your coaches, y'all have always done. And more times than not, we've come out on the top end.
Yeah, I talked to Rick Lynn today, and they got in a game against Cedar Hill the first game of the year, and just things went bad on them. I mean, I think they had five turnovers, and Cedar Hill got a big lead, and they're, you know, just things kind of snowballed. But he's going to have a good football team, and, you know, got a lot of respect for what he's done there at John Tyler. He's always got a great football team, and, you know, I guess with exception last year, they've been in deep playoff runs or been playoff participants, you know. So John Tyler's very talented, and, you know, next week is green out. Next week is homecoming for us, you know, so there'll be some big events going on throughout the week. I think Tuesday night we're going to Chick-fil-A with our annual green out there with Chuck King. I think it starts about 4 o'clock. I know the football players will arrive sometime around 7 o'clock when we get out of practice. So that's always a fun time and a big time, and, you know, and then add homecoming into that. So just got a lot of things going on, and we got to get ready to play a football game. And if my memory serves me right, you know, John Tyler, they've had our number at Lobo Stadium the last three times they've been there.
That's absolutely. They
come to play, and I know that'll be the case too. You know, they play tomorrow night versus Tyler Lee at Rose Stadium. It's a 7 o'clock or 7:30 kickoff evening ball game, so get a chance to go watch them. But you know, they're gonna have another set of skilled kids are long and fast and run, you know, and I don't know who he's playing at quarterback right now, but they've got the street kid that's a 6'5 receiver that's, you know, a guy that can go win a 50-50 ball. And I know they got a couple of linemen back that were varsity players last year that are Division I caliber players, and they've always got a good running back, you know, and I know that they'll be good defensively. They'll be fast and physical. So it won't get any easier. We've got to play well and get prepared for a ball game with all this other going on. So we'll see how the kids handle it.
Well, we appreciate your time as usual. You know, big win tonight. And we're looking forward to next week.
Well, look forward to it. Hey, thank y'all for having me. And see y'all. I guess Thursday night. Now y'all gonna come watch a little?
We'll be there Thursday night. Okay. I'll probably be there Tuesday to practice.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I appreciate it. Thank y'all.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach, for coming up. Matt, we're gonna send it back to you. We'll come back one more time and wrap things up. We'll be back with more Lobo football on 106.5 Jack FM after this 2-minute timeout.